Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
I'm sure that we all can agree that oftentimes there's much more going on than what meets the eye. For instance, when you meet someone, they can smile at you, they can shake your hand, they can reply and say everything is fine when you ask them how they're doing. But you don't know what battles they're facing. You don't know what kind of war is raging inside. You don't know if their heart is glad or deeply troubled. And so I've learned to be mindful of the fact that no matter how something or someone looks on the outside, you don't know what's really below the current. On the other hand, when the devil comes to attack you, he sees beneath the facade. The truth is, he knows what's going on inside. He knows whether you're serious or not when it comes to Jesus. He knows if you're really committed to Christ or if your commitment is superficial. Because here's the thing. You can physically have your hands raised with tears streaming down your face. Everyone around you could think you're having a deep, intimate moment with the Lord. However, in your heart, what's going on in your heart could be a completely different matter altogether. But here's what I would like to focus on. Proverbs 18, verse 15 says, "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to spiritual warfare, what you know can help you. However, what you don't know can hurt you. So from Proverbs 18, verse 15, you have to answer the questions, am I acquiring knowledge? Is my ear seeking to acquire knowledge? An intelligent heart, a prudent heart gathers knowledge. And the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. You ought to reach a stage of maturity where you know you need knowledge. There's no one on this earth who can say, I have fought many spiritual battles and I know all there is to know when it comes to spiritual warfare. An intelligent heart and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Knowledge is power. You see, when you're in the middle of a troubling situation or a relentless temptation, sometimes it's what you don't know that can hurt you. Because you're powerless against the devil when you don't know the authority you've been given through Christ. You're powerless when you have no knowledge about what the Word of God says about you. That can hurt you. It can hurt you when you don't know your identity in Christ. Because how else will you fight when the world tries to indoctrinate you? And here's why I believe it's so important, and why the Bible specifically says an intelligent heart acquires knowledge. You see, during a fight or a battle, in that moment, you may feel surrounded. You may feel hopeless. You may feel like you've been backed into a corner. And while you're in this crisis, you don't have time to start searching for scripture, for verses to declare. You don't have time to begin memorizing every verse you can about God's protection. Your fight is right here and right now. So it comes down to what's in your heart. What knowledge have you acquired in your heart that will allow you to fight back? If the Word of God isn't in your heart, then you will have nothing to declare and fight back with. That's why an intelligent heart gathers knowledge, so that in the day of trouble, that knowledge about God, that knowledge about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ, can become a resource to fight the enemy with. So I encourage you to spend time acquiring knowledge. Knowledge about who the Lord is, what He can do, how His love is unfailing, how his
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Mercy is never ending. Because if only you knew. If only you knew the wisdom and the power that's available in the Word of God, the devil could never make you waver or shake with fear. Saints, I encourage you to acquire knowledge, because if only you knew the divine level of protection that you have as a child of God, there is no demon in hell that could intimidate you. If only you had the knowledge that God has said He will supply all of your needs, then you wouldn't walk around so anxious and worried. If only you knew that you are guarded, you are loved, so loved, in fact, that not only did Jesus Christ die for you on a cross, but there is an angel of the Lord that is on assignment to encamp around you. Then you would walk with boldness, you would live with purpose, and you would certainly walk by faith and not by sight. So I encourage you to place your faith in Jesus. An intelligent heart acquires knowledge. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. When you have knowledge of God, then you would not doubt His might and strength. When you acquire knowledge, then you become a believer who is fearless, because you know that greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world.
We are believers of Christ, and we ought to know holy from unholy, good from evil. Examine yourself.
Philippians 1, verse 6 says, "Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ." The Amplified Version says, "I am convinced and confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will continue to perfect and complete it until the day of Christ Jesus, the time of his return." Take a moment and consider, what does the Bible mean when it says, "this very thing"? What is this very thing? Why should we be confident of it? Why is this very thing so important that it's associated with the beginning of a good work that will be completed until the day of Jesus? Saints, I believe that when the Bible talks about this very thing, it's talking about your salvation. And the reason I believe this is because when you are saved and when you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, you don't automatically become detached from your flesh. You don't automatically become this perfect person who never gets angry or upset. That's not the case. You need to work on your salvation by seeking more of Jesus Christ, by meditating on His Word, by pursuing a closer relationship with Him, by yielding to the Holy Spirit.